M&Ms. Well, I've got some bad news and some good news. The bad news is that we don't have any M&M sweet. But the best next thing we've got, and that is Michelle and Matthew, who are going to be doing their massive multimedia, multi-generational message. And we're really looking forward to it. So a big hand, ladies and gentlemen, to Michelle and Matthew.
As you've already heard, my name is Matthew and this is Michelle. I'd like to start by saying a line from a song. It's not so tough for these ordinary hands when I trust someone with extraordinary plans. In my opinion, this line pretty much sums up Joseph's life. He was born into the tough life of being a shepherd, was made a slave, but through trusting God and serving him, he became the second most powerful man in all the land. I want to use just one word to summarize Joseph's life today, a word that I could then explain each letter and how it affected Joseph, but also how it can guide us. I chose the word trust. The first letter of trust is, hopefully you all know, T, and I chose the word tough. Life is hard, and we can see how tough it would have been for Joseph to trust God all those years in that prison, where God's plan definitely wouldn't have been clear. I've been given opportunity to give up many times, but just like Joseph, God's kindness and mercy brought me through. Recently, I went through a time where I just felt spiritually dry all the time, and I just didn't really feel anything. But I knew God had a plan, that I could trust him, even though the thought of giving up on God did come into my head many times. Because I prayed, trusted God, and talked to others in my tough time, in God's kindness, he brought me through. The second letter is R, and I chose the word respect. I'm pretty sure Joseph would have found it hard to accept God's plan, especially when it was because of him remaining faithful to God that he was sent to prison. Sometimes it's hard to respect God. For me, some of his plans seem wrong, and I find it so easy to question God, nearly always thinking that it must be something I did wrong. But this isn't respecting God, who is always right. When I was younger, I used to be pretty naughty. One day, at a family Christian camp called GNC, me and my friend James had skipped the kids group. We had two toy bow and arrows, and so we're looking for some targets. We knew the time the kids group ended, so we decided we would have some fun. I think you all know where this is probably going. We thought it would be fun for everyone, so we hid outside and waited for all the other children to come out. So we got in position and prepared for our ambush. Now, this didn't quite go as planned. We'd imagine laughter and a lot of fun for all of us. We hadn't quite prepared for the howling and tears and later for one of the mums to come to complain about their traumatized little baby. So from this story, you can see our plans don't always seem to work out the way we think they might. My third letter is U, and I chose the words ups and downs. Just like in the story of Joseph, you can see that life holds many ups and downs. Things don't always turn out the way you once thought. I'm sure Joseph didn't realize how much he angered his brothers all those times he showed off his coat, the coat that his father only gave to him. When he was sold into slavery, God was with him. And even at his lowest points, when all seemed lost, God was going to bring him to the top if he trusted him. Just imagine what it would have happened if Joseph hadn't forgiven his brother's jealousy, like God had forgiven his pride. And what could have come about if he hadn't trusted God? Israel wouldn't exist. The whole of history would have changed, for all of them would have died in that famine. My fourth letter is S, for strength. Joseph found his strength in Christ alone. On all those nights and tiresome days in that prison, only God could have kept him going, kept him faithful, and helped him to push on. When I count on myself to get something done and not count on God, and you know, to try to get through the day or even to make a new friend, it always seems to go wrong. But when I trust in God, everything is made incredible. Just last week, I was on my first camp with a group of people I didn't or barely knew. On my own, I don't have a very good attitude, and I'm not the nicest person to be around. But God is so good, and the camp was incredible. I was able to spend time with God each morning, and we all had a great time together. For me, that camp was a testament to God's goodness. My final letter is T, and I chose the word test. Joseph was tested so many times. He was sold into slavery, but continued to do everything to the best of his ability. He was tempted by Potiphar's wife and sent to prison because he did the right thing. And even then, he remained faithful and thankful to God. When finally everything seemed to be turning around and he was made second in command over the whole of Egypt, his brothers turned up seeking food. But he forgave them even though they had tried to kill him. I'm just sorry to say that I don't have any tales that quite match Joseph's. So instead, I decided to end by saying two quotes. The first is by a man called John Bunyan. Prayer will make a man cease from sin, or sin will entice a man to cease from prayer. I found this quote especially stood out to me, as when I have asked God for strength and faith, everything that once seemed impossible suddenly becomes possible, and the troubles that are once overpowering seem to melt away. But when I don't pray regularly or at a set time, I'm sure to forget all about God, and my days lack fulfillment because I didn't offer it to God in the morning. My final quote is from the book of 2 Peter, 2 verses 9. The Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials. I want to use this final quote to encourage you that God knows how to rescue you from your trials today. No one is perfect, so we all need God's help to get through this life. Joseph rose from the bottom to the top because of his incredible faith in God. I have no idea what God has in store for my life, so I couldn't even begin to guess what God has in store for all of yours. So I'd just like to end by encouraging you to be inspired by the story of Joseph and to trust God even in the most difficult of times. Thank you.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Don't wish to be alone up here. Firstly, I'd like to thank Matthew for such an excellent talk and all his hard work and inspiration. He certainly seems to have really understood the story. And secondly, I thought just to encourage everyone, especially the children, to learn to enjoy the fabulous Bible stories yourselves and try to think as you read them about the messages that you find in there, because God really loves to speak to us. Anyway, and thirdly, I recently read the story of Joseph myself, was it 23 chapters? And I was profoundly touched by Joseph's attitude. Whilst in prison for something he didn't do, he faithfully served God. And even there, he was given a trusted position. Then after a very long time, he was finally released and miraculously became second only to Pharaoh, as Matthew has told us. I was struck that God saw Joseph and rewarded him. I was also reminded that it says in the Bible, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well." That's one of my favourite bits in the Bible, actually, because I have found it to come true a few times. I'm going to read the whole passage because I just love it so much. It's NIV, and it's entitled "Do Not Worry," Matthew 6. It's the last chunk. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yes, I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Right. If we faithfully serve God in the small things, as Joseph did, he will provide for us. We don't have to panic and scramble to get what we want, like frightened squirrels before the hibernation. But we do have to trust and obey God, trusting in God alone to be our provider. Because everything else will let us down if we trust in that, but God will not. There's a verse in 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. It's not always easy to trust and wait for God's plan. Sometimes things take a long time. Sometimes I think that God is testing us and changing us as we're waiting for what we believe he has promised. But God, he's as interested in changing our characters as he is in giving us the rewards. He's not in a rush. And I'd like to end with Sally's quote from the morning's prayer meeting. God only uses the humble.
Thank you, guys. Fantastic. Barbara, would you like to just take your place? That was really good. Let's just give Michelle a hand. Yeah, that's really really helped us to understand the story, hasn't it? I've recently been reading the life of Hudson Taylor, who started the God Called Him from Barnsley, and where Paul comes from, in Yorkshire, to start the China Inland Mission. Young guy, and amazing, amazing story. Really encourage anybody to read it. It's, to be honest, I wept yesterday as I read it. It's such a tough story, really. But how God met them so amazingly. And there are two things that come out. One is the sovereignty of God. That they really believed that in these terrible trials, and to give you an idea of the trial, that he is, God gives him a beautiful wife after a tricky time. And they have 12 years together, serving together in China. And then she gets cholera. And just after their second child has died, they had five children then, I think, and the second of two of them had died. She died too. And it's absolutely tragic. And yet, you know, he kneels down at her deathbed and thanks Jesus for the wonderful 12 years that they've had together. And the reality of it, I was choked reading that. It just seemed quite amazing. And then after praying that, he rededicated his life to God's service. And I thought, God, I've got a long way to go, a long way to go. But it was so real. And before that time, God had come into their lives in a wonderful time of refreshment. And Jesus was so real to them. And even though there were many tears and sadness after that, somehow they had a tremendous daily encounter with Jesus. I love the two quotes that the Matthew shared with us just then, you know, about Bunyan and prayer. And God knows how to rescue people out of their trials. He knows. We've had a few trials in our lives and God has rescued us. And so we know that he will continue to rescue us. So we're going to just sing for a moment. Could we sing that Holy Spirit one that we missed earlier? And in this song, it talks about Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit coming and changing the atmosphere. And he does come, doesn't he? And he changes the atmosphere of our homes. He changes the atmosphere of our workplace. He definitely wants to change the atmosphere of the church. But you know, more than anything else, he wants to change the atmosphere of our hearts. He wants to change everything inside, make it a place where he's at home to come, to bless us, to change us, to strengthen us, to use us. At the end, I'm going to suggest that we find somebody to pray with, because I guarantee nearly everybody here has got some trial, and maybe the children can pray with each other, or I don't know how this is going to work. Maybe you could think about that, Joe. But it'll be good to pray at the end. The Bible says that we should carry each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So it's good to pray together. But let's stand, shall we? Let's stand together. And as we sing this, allow God to come and to refresh us and strengthen us. And let the Holy Spirit come and change the atmosphere of our hearts. It may be an atmosphere of despair. It may be an atmosphere of anger with God. It may be an atmosphere of resentment and anger. It may just be an atmosphere of just wanting to absolutely give up. But God can change things and turn things around.